This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Women Around the World. We are back for more amazing women and ladies doing some big things. And Annie, though, before we start, I do have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I think we've talked about this before.
Yes.
Did you go beyond just your local science fair? Did you at any point go into bigger competitions?
I did.
Okay. We didn't talk about this part then. Tell me about that.
I did. I know I've discussed my spelling bee experience and my geography bee experience. I did go because I loved science fair. However, I think I have discussed this before. I was sort of notorious for, I don't want to say thinking too big, because that's what you should do, right? But I would try to do these things that were really difficult to pull off. And I would try to do two of them. So I always came with like two projects and both of them were overly complicated in nature. And a lot of times I got disqualified for that and I kept doing it anyway because I would just be like, I'm not sure if this idea will work, but maybe this one will. And I could never decide on which idea I wanted to go all in on. So I would do both. And then I swear every time I would have one that I was like, this is the winner. This is the one, because they would make me choose, which, okay, you can't enter two things, pick one. And I'd always be like, okay, this one like might not perform as well consistently, but when it does so much better than the other one. And it would always fail every time.
Oh, and no.
The other one is the one I should have stuck with.
That makes me so sad.
Oh, I mean, it makes me sad too, especially because there was this one teacher who was she had a very sarcastic nature. And I could tell she was like, ugh, Annie has done it again. She can never just enter one thing. And she would kind of laugh at me every time. But it was okay. I mean, I had so much fun doing it. And I'm somebody who really likes puzzles and like trying to figure out things and like really sitting with a problem and trying to come up with creative solutions. All that to say, this is a long-winded answer. I did venture out into some like local science fairs, but I never went like, I don't know if to state or is even a thing, but like I only ventured out in kind of local science fair type things. But it was something that I really enjoyed and really looked forward to, but also was a source of stress.
Yeah. So I think I've already talked about the fact the only really good science fair project that I'd ever done was something that a teacher was like, here, just do this. And ordered it for me and sent it home with me. And I think I remember getting a prize. I did get like a second or third prize for it. And that's the only time, I believe that was in the fifth grade. So that was my, and it was my little sprouts that I was planting and using different types of light to see what was the most effective in growth. And yeah, I can't remember, just so you know. I don't know what the results were.
You remember you won.
I remember I won a prize. I didn't win it, but I won something. And I just remember it being significant. I was like, it was not my idea. And I just could not understand what I was doing. So what was your favorite project that you did?
I think that's a good question. I really enjoyed, I built a very elaborate volcano once, exploding volcano. So it was like a much more grandiose take on your simple, you know, vinegar and whatever. But I like built this volcano, and when it erupted like it caused a scene.
Did you get just disqualified just based on that?
People were like backing away. And I made it like, it was like paper mache, but then I did like this rock base. So it looked like it was made of rocks, and the rocks like all went everywhere.
Oh, it was projectile?
I thought it was cool. No, no one was hurt. Oh. No one was injured.
No one got hurt during this experiment.
Because it was in a, you know, box, but it was definitely a more violent explosion that destroyed the whole thing. That I was anticipating. I was not anticipating it was going to be that violent. And there was smoke like everywhere. Like, oh. But I really enjoyed that one. There was a, we had to build like, probably a lot of listeners had to do this. You had to build a cage for eggs out of straws and see who could drop it from the highest. And I came in second in that. And that was one of those that caused me a lot of stress, but also a lot of joy. In the end, because it worked. I think if it hadn't worked, I wouldn't be saying that.
Right. If it hadn't been successful.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
And you may be asking, listeners, why we are talking about our fun times with the science fair. There's a reason. That is because we decided to come back into it, because I think between fictional women around the world, as well as we did the listener mail, we had a little moment of like, featuring a lot of people, maybe a lot of different people, including the Olympic stuff as well, that we were going to jump back into the world of women in STEM. And we wanted to talk about the works of Yasmin Yahia Mustafa, who is actually featured, I think, on the National Geographic documentary Science Fair. And by the way, if you've seen the preview for this, it looks like a banger. Because like these kids are going dancing and having the best time. So, but anyway, she was featured on that because she is a phenomenal woman in STEM. So let's talk about her.
Yes. So Mustafa is a 23-year-old Egyptian from the village in the Damietta governorate. With the encouragement from her mother, Mustafa decided to attend a STEM school in Cairo, the Madai STEM School for Girls, which is a newer school that focuses on teaching women to become leaders of the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics realm, anywhere in those fields, which meant she had to travel outside of her home and attend a boarding school.
Right. And if you look at any of her biographies or on her talking about her experience, she talks about how scary it was to leave home because it was rare for young women to do this. But she was so excited about being a part of science and research. She was willing to do it. Even with all the naysayers, she went forward. And it is because of her own experiences in her hometown with the fact that her community used the water from the Nile, which is really highly polluted. She looked to improve the standard filtration system, which she stated was not clean enough at that time. Even though they were doing that, it wasn't effective. So she did more than just try to fix the system. She went on to create a system which was to burn rice straw to distill and purify the water, and it was able to produce not only clean water, but biodiesel and hydrogen, which can be used to help reduce air pollution and can be used as sustainable energy. And y'all, she did all of this several years ago at the age of 17.
It's amazing.
Right? Like, I think about that. I'm like, 17, what was I doing? Oh, probably crying about Jesus somewhere. I feel like that's the constant thing for me, but that was a thing. Probably needing therapy. That's the whole other conversation.
Oh.
And with her family and schoolmates behind her, she entered the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair and, no surprise, won with the invention she titled Rice Straw Power.
But her accomplishments haven't stopped there, including the fact that NASA decided to name an asteroid after her. So if you've heard of the Mustafa 31910, that is her asteroid, and that is so cool.
Right?
I want an asteroid, but I have done nothing to earn it, so that's on me. And she is currently going to school at the Middle East Technical University in Northern Cyprus, studying petroleum engineering. And she has published a book to tell her story when it comes to her life and love for science and research, with over 1 million copies distributed to schools and universities to inspire other young women who are interested in STEM.
Yeah. And just in case you wanted to know, we mentioned the school that she was a part of. You should go and research it. There are some amazing things that they seem to be doing, including the fact that they are making sure that it's 50-50, like any of these programs are 50-50 in boys and girls, so that not one is favored over the other. So that's phenomenal, as well as the fact that they are pushing for more education in STEM and knowing that things like bioengineering are important and making changes in the community. So that's very cool. And yeah, we're excited to see all the amazing things that she will continue to accomplish. And here are a few words from her about the accomplishments so far. She says, "What I am proud of the most is not all of that, that being all of the accomplishments, but changing the mentality of the people who are refusing the idea of, quote, a girl that will leave her home to join a new school, and the idea of the girl who's traveling alone. Now these people are encouraging their children to do the same. And this makes me more than proud." And I love that. And I hope she does know that this is so inspiring for so many, in the fact that she took a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that her mom was super supportive about that. And she even said too that her father, who had died when she was young, was someone who really instilled into her like being accomplished and asking questions and researching. And I think that's such a beautiful sentiment, as well as the fact that she talks about the friendship she has in this type of field and all of them encouraging each other to do better and keeping up with the projects and taking chances in things like entering contests when you think, oh, this is an international contest, I can't win. But she did, and she killed it, obviously.
Yeah. No, it's so inspiring. And I've just seen so many stories of young girls and young women recently who have made these inventions, especially when it comes around, comes to climate change and sustainability, that I'm so impressed.
Right.
Just amazing. Amazing work. Amazing things happening all around. And very, inspirational to new generations and people who are watching and thinking, ooh, maybe I should try that, or maybe I can do that. Well, as always, listeners, if you have someone you would like for us to focus on in these segments, you can email us. Our email is stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou or on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Also an inspiration.
Oh, yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands.
not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.